Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here. Wait a second, Stone. I have to tweet something at hashtag C13DEN because it's important. This show is real time on Twitter at hashtag C13DEN.
So what is that, like an audio tweet you just did? I don't understand.
I'm typing.
You're telling other people how to tweet.
Telling them how awesome this guest is going to be.
Well, the booth is filling up. We got people in the red chairs and the black couch. I think this guy's quite a draw.
I know. He's got people with cameras. He's autographing things.
I like it. So this is going to be a fun segment. We have with us from Global Software, Inc., Vice President Worldwide Corporate Affairs. Please join me in welcoming to the show Spencer Kupferman. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to be here. And of course, the weather is not quite where I'd like. I left New York City. It was 80 degrees. I come here.
Exactly.
And it's an absolute disaster here. But nonetheless, it's great to be here with you.
So now you're with Global Software. And how do you guys play in this Oracle space?
Well, we've become somewhat of a de facto standard over the last 10 years. With our flagship tool, Spreadsheet Server, for use with Oracle eBusiness. We're known as the number one worldwide player for Excel automation, whether it's in Denver, New York City, between here, Beijing, wherever we are, over 5,000 customers in almost 50 countries now. So we fit in as I said before, as an Excel automation player where everything is pre-configured out of the box for Oracle eBusiness.
I like that. I'm going to start using that de facto. That has a lot
de facto.
Of power.
You guys like that?
De facto. We're going to use that.
I charge for that. So
that's a royalty goes to Spencer every time we use it. So now, can you share some success stories about how, I mean, you guys are working all over the world, and you are the de facto global software company with Oracle. So why don't you talk about some success stories?
Sure. So we've done a number. We scale in the Oracle space. We have a number of different customers who are from, like I said, here locally in the Denver area. Red Robin, for example. I don't know if you guys have you guys eaten at Red Robin yet?
I haven't, but I've heard of it. So what kind of problem would a Red Robin typically experience? Or a customer, what kind of problems are they experiencing that it says to them, man, we got to talk to Spencer and his crew?
Well, as I said earlier, our tool is based is Microsoft Excel based. So for the what I would refer to as the religious Microsoft Excel user on a day-to-day basis in an accounting department, finance users, business users, even operational users of Microsoft Excel, they've got right now without our tool, there's a significant amount of what we'd also refer to as spreadsheet chaos, and I charge for that one too. By the way, so you can't use that either.
I'm writing all these down.
Guys are stealing all my stuff here, but a significant amount we call spreadsheet chaos, and a lot of manual intervention involved in how they're using their spreadsheets on a day to day basis. And what we really do is come in and automate that process. And so the whole concept behind it is. You're not going to take Microsoft Excel off the desktop in my lifetime, probably not you guys either.
Right.
So if you're going to use Microsoft Excel in your day-to-day reporting and analysis, why not use it in a more secure, efficient, and timely fashion where everything is, as I said before, we pre-configured out of the box, and this allows for, the everyday religious Excel user to be able to work in a familiar environment with Microsoft Excel.
Can you talk a little bit about the reporting capabilities?
Sure. What we do is because it's a pre-configured out-of-the-box solution, we bring balances and descriptions into Microsoft Excel. And so what that allows a user to do, where right now what they're typically doing is exporting data out of the Oracle system into Microsoft Excel. And that's now become a manual process. So once that data is dropped into Excel, you're now looking at static data that might not be up to the last minute. Of course, because of the human intervention and the manual labor involved, you're now going to have to deal with some error-prone situations when you're using Excel. So we bring balances and descriptions, giving the user a capability to be able to report dynamically, live, real-time. A lot of vendors use the term real-time, live, and dynamic. We actually are. live and dynamic because we're going against the source tables of Oracle. We're an Oracle validated integration partner. So the product's been certified. All of our tools have been certified by Oracle. We're an Oracle Gold level partner as well. So this is really it's really a matter of efficiency, of automation, and it's all around Microsoft Excel. There's 60 million plus users and counting.
Wow.
Of Microsoft Excel from here to China and anywhere in between. And so it's a tremendous opportunity, and we're in the right place at the right time.
So would you characterize this as a business intelligence tool, or does it play really nicely with existing business intelligence tools?
That's a great question.
That was a fantastic question.
I think that's a de facto question.
De facto question of the day. Okay. No, the answer to that question is no. We don't. We actually really try to get away from ever being categorized as a business intelligence tool. We try to, you know, what we do is we fit in where business intelligence is and where the everyday Microsoft Excel user is. So what we're really doing is something a little more tactical, where we complement the business intelligence platform. Business intelligence is great. Organizations need it. But again, these BI platforms are not Excel. Their claim to fame is not we're an Excel automation player. Their claim to fame is trying to report from an enterprise perspective across the entire organization. What we're telling people is, look, you want to use Excel, you want to use it in a familiar environment. Why not use it in a more, you know, leveraging the Oracle security apparatus, which we do in our tools, and to leverage a familiar environment. So because the real issue with BI is the adoption issue. So, you know, is it easier for an accountant, regular CPA or business user, to use Oracle? It's easier for them to sit in an Excel environment as opposed to learn some type of proprietary solution, which, like I said, the majority of these BI tools in the industry are. And ours is purely Excel based, and that's a pretty significant differentiator between what we're doing and really what everybody else in this hall is doing, is that we're Microsoft Excel based. And that's really the theme today.
So now the spreadsheet server, is this going to cost me more money in terms of I got to get more hardware, data warehouse? You know, what's the deal there?
Yeah, one of the other advantages, and I'm glad you brought that up, that's another one of your great questions.
It's just a great question?
A great question.
It wasn't de facto.
It wasn't really a de facto question, but it was a good question.
All right.
But no, we don't. Part of the beauty of what we do is the fact that Spreadsheet Server does not use or need a data warehouse. There are no data warehouses. There are no staging areas. Again, we go directly against the source tables in Oracle. And again, if you want up-to-date, live, dynamic data in Microsoft Excel from your Oracle eBusiness Suite, Spreadsheet Server is the tool because, again, you don't have to worry about the data warehousing. There's limited IT intervention in the deployment of it. So we're out of IT's hair. We're letting the user actually leverage Microsoft Excel and really letting the users do what they're, especially in the finance department, letting them do what they're paid to do, which is analyze the business, be able to get the numbers in a timely, secure fashion and accurately, and get those to the leaders and the C-level executives who need to make decisions. And that's really the beauty of Spreadsheet Server. And there's no hardware. I mean, it is called Spreadsheet Server, but there is no server component involved. You don't have to go buy additional hardware. The software resides wherever Microsoft Excel does. So whether it's on your laptop or your workstation or in a Citrix terminal services environment, we don't discriminate. So that's the nature and really the beauty of Microsoft Excel and our application Spreadsheet Server for Oracle eBusiness.
So earlier in the conversation, you spoke to a little bit the manual operation. Sometimes people had to do something manually, and that's obviously opens up all kinds of opportunity for error. So this kind of plugs that hole. But then on the other side of it, when it comes to implementation and execution, you are dealing with people. So you're running into the human element of this transition.
They're trying to get rid of the human.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think they're striking a great balance here. So I'd like you, if you would, just speak to the transition piece of it, if you would.
The transition between.
So like we bring you in. Walk us through the engagement cycle and
okay,
how we manage
I got
that transition.
Yeah. So when you know if you purchase Spreadsheet Server, the deployment of it is It's very intuitive. Again, because it's Microsoft Excel. And by the way, in case you didn't get the theme today, it is Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, nicely done.
You know, if you guys, I don't know if you guys are paying attention here or not, but yeah. So you know, our typical engagement, you know, we're gonna come on site. Before we come on site, we're gonna install the tool over the internet via. You know, via WebEx.
Wow, before you even get here.
Before we even get there, we're going to install it for you, and then when we get on site, then we're gonna do an educational workshop and a report building session. And I want to add, this is very important for all the folks out there in the Oracle world listening. You know, we will convert all of your FSG reports, all the FSGs that this is total FSG replacement. A tool.
So I'm not going to lose any of the reports.
Not at all. And it's a critical point. I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to totally transform their environment. We're going to take their current FSG's reports and we're going to replace them 100%. So that's a very critical point, because users are concerned with a tool like ours. Hey, what happens? All these reports and spreadsheets, all this work that I've done already. Is that going to? Am I going to have to reinvent the wheel
here?
Right
now, I got to start again.
There you go.
Right.
I got to start again, and the answer is absolutely not. And we're going to leverage all of that work and that you put into those spreadsheets with Spreadsheet Server and our FSG Utility Converter. I would also like to add, if I can, I know you have a couple more questions you want to get to. Would like to add the last but not least critical component of our tool is our ability to distribute. So when we go back to this concept of these worldwide deployments that we have, or companies who might be based in New York who have offices in London and Beijing and Tel Aviv and so on and so forth, you have to have a capability, once you've built these reports in our tool, to distribute them. And we have a great distribution utility that allows for you to kind of package those reports up and put a little bow on them and send them out. And that's an absolutely slick and automated process that's very popular amongst our users.
So when you're not being a rock star on the OAUG broadcast, how do you invest your time at a conference like this? You walk on the carpet, you visiting with people in booths, or what are you doing?
I tell you, it's tough to make all the stops that I'd like to make. Of course, you know, we come to collaborate. This is a very, very popular conference for global software and Spreadsheet Server. I have hundreds of customers here in the hall at any given time, and a lot of them stop by the booth, and I wish I could be there to greet all of them and obviously thank them for their patronage and their business. So I try to do that. Of course, we have a vast network of partners across the world. I do try to network with those guys and sit down and strategize and tell them about, you know, our latest version V14 and what's coming out with that and other strategies to try to continue to propagate Spreadsheet Server throughout the globe.
Good stuff. Now, is it true that they're going to rename it to Spencer's Spreadsheet Server? That's a rumor I heard around
the conference.
Well, you know, we actually considered that, but decided against that. My wife told me that probably wasn't a good move either.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to find you?
Go to our website, or you could visit us. We'd love for you to come by and visit us today for anybody. We're at booth 1155. That's 1155. You can come visit us also online at glbsoft. That's glbsoft.com. You can check us out on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Oh, gosh, I don't know how many other venues, social media. Just you can find us.
So if I came to your booth, do you think there'd be a chance that you'd be running Microsoft Excel somewhere in the booth?
We have a couple of copies of it. I it's fair to say we have a couple copies of it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking part in this, Spencer. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for having me. Have a great conference.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.